begin at sundown on Sunday. The Dow ahead 117 points, the NASDAQ up 223. This is SRN News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman! Said, get away.
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who live in concert. Get your tickets now.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Dan, this house is freezing. It's got to be these old windows.
The windows are fine.
It's time to text Renewal by Anderson. Otherwise, I'm cranking up the thermostat.
No, our heating bill is huge.
Exactly. We need new windows.
You think so?
Our windows are over 10 years old. They're letting out the warm air and wasting money.
You're saying we could actually save money and the house would be warmer if we replaced our old windows?
Yes. And if we text now, we can save hundreds of dollars.
I'm texting Renewal by Anderson.
Text BAKE to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation with Renewal by Anderson online today. Plus, text now during the 31-day March sales event and get $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Text BAKE to 200-300 for no dollars down, no payments, and no interest for a full year with Renewal by Anderson. Text the word BAKE to 200-300. BAKE to 200-300.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes ahead, but we're quiet tonight. Mostly cloudy skies. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 57. Now, tomorrow, dry through the morning hours. Risk of showers begins in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Then widespread rain and thunderstorms Friday night through the overnight hours until Saturday morning. Risk of some locally heavy rainfall amounts and also a severe weather threat. I think the rain is out of here by lunchtime Saturday. Back to cool sunshine on Sunday with a high in the low 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're despicable.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Next, no Sorrent. Badic Health Care. My boss been wet. Palmas. Truender dash double depression. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today I am going to teach you how to speak Bidenese. I'm going to teach you a few words, and then we'll get the proper pronunciation and context from the master himself, President Joe Biden. The first word I'm going to teach you today is nexnosrent. Nexnosrent. President Biden will now demonstrate this word for us.
Donald Trump does pose an nexnosrent to this. It's not hypothetical.
It's not hypothetical. Nexnosrent. Okay, the next word we've got is badikefker. Badikefker. Say it. Try it. Badikefker. President Biden.
Brock and I think it's a right for people that have bad health care.
Next, my bus been wet. Now, a common error on this one is people put the stress on the wrong syllable. It's not my bus been wet. It's not my bus been wet. It's my bus been wet. Say it. My bus been wet.
My bus been wet.
Next, we have a word that's much simpler. Palmist. Palmist. Can you say palmist? President Biden, palmist.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the palmist with the palmist who wrote these following words.
All right, now that you've got four words in the bag, we're going to move on to a really complex Bidenese word. Do you think you're ready for it? You're going to really have to pay attention here. This is sort of advanced level Bidenese. Very long word, okay? This is what it is. It's a very long word. Are you ready? Truender dash dubba depressure. Truender dash dubba depressure. One word. One word. Truender dash dubba depressure. Say it a little more quickly. Truender dash dubba depressure. Truender dash dubba depressure. President Biden, go.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize Truender dash dubba depressure.
Truender dash dubba depressure. You guys did fantastic. You learned five new words in a new language, and now you know more Bidenese than you knew yesterday. What can I do but leave President Biden with the last word?
So I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour for Thursday goes down to Thursday afternoon. And what a lineup we have today. Mark Robert, America's best storyteller. He joins us at 3:30 and from 4 to 5, David Blackman. And Rosie's here.
And here they are.
All right, Jeff, I need a little boost here today. I think we overdid it on the bike, so wake me up.
Please clap.
Okay. And then later on in the show, we'll be talking about long movies. Now, some movies are of considerable length, and you don't know. It's like Oppenheimer was a long movie, but it's going to sound silly, but my criteria for a movie that's long but great is, did I need to leave the theater while I was watching it to go have a smoke? I feel like I was going to miss anything. And I stayed glued to my seat through all of Oppenheimer, which is why I believe I'm going to pick that one to win Best Picture. Not that that's a big educated guess. I think the buzz is pretty much, you know, all the previous award ceremonies have named it, much to the chagrin of fans of the movie Barbie.
Aww.
Yeah. And then we're going to discuss some of the top 20 long movies in Hollywood, and we'll do that with movie maven Miss Murray around 5:35 this afternoon. We hope to hear from Jake Quillen. And with Mark coming at 3:30, we don't have a lot of time to screw around, which is probably good. If you really want good news, go to the Babylon Bee. The latest thing that the left has come up, they're always changing terms. You know, they went from global warming, and then it was climate change, and the climate's been changing since this planet was born. If it hadn't, we'd be sitting under a big glacier right now. But it went away 10,000 years ago and left us this beautiful rolling landscape we enjoy. And now the latest thing they think that they're getting moist over, take that however you mean it, is rural white rage. First of all, who gives a rat's ass what color the person is who has rage? Did we somewhere along the line pass a law that says rage is only justifiable to certain people or certain groups? I got news for you. Anybody that's not feeling rage over the destruction of this... I'm just trying to watch my language here. The destruction of this country as we know it, Well, you're going to be the first to complain if we don't change paths and get Donald Trump in there. Because right now, he's the only one that we have a prayer of salvaging the greatness of America. I mean, his first year will be doing nothing but undoing crap that these people... And little by little, it's another rule. It's another imposition on a certain manufacturing sector. We're going to take away gas stoves. We're going to punish you if you do this and do that. F you to all of it. All of it. The Environmental Protection Agency, as Al Sharpton calls it, I should play that in a minute because it's always worth a laugh, and I may need one this afternoon, was to, you know, stop pouring manufacturing waste into rivers and lakes and be better caretakers of our environment. Now, it's all about stuff that's crap. Almost had to dump myself there. Made up stuff, theories that are unproven. And they just can't impose their will on us. I don't know that a day goes by where they're not coming up with another brilliant new idea to limit freedoms, to make life more difficult for people who own businesses or people that consume from businesses. In other words, they're sticking it up everybody's ass. And then they act surprised when the economy is sluggish and people are afraid to spend. They can't possibly be that clueless. This has to be by design, because nobody could be this consistently stupid and incompetent. He's down at the border shuffling along. You know how like a three-year-old kid walks when, you know, after they've become upright and they kind of shuffle along? That's Joe at the border. We've got a man-child in office who can't have a complaint. So the State of the Union address, that's what I played the Bidenese clip. This should be a farce tonight. I can't wait to see what kind of made-up crap. And don't forget, those MAGA Republicans and all the other, you know. So what? MAGA Republicans, they're entitled to their opinion. Supreme Court upheld that. For the Nazis. We are not Nazis. Nazis are people who give themselves authoritarian powers, like this president. We know what's best for you. Somewhere in my files, I have a montage of Obama stammering his way through a speech. I have to pull that out because, in his own way, he was even worse than Joe. So there's a package in my mailbox when I got here today, addressed to Greg Vidal, talk show king. And it's from YNN Socks. Wine and socks. And it's obviously there's something like socks in this package, but...
Yeah.
What did I do with all my crap? Oh, there it is. You know, this is so typical of me. I get here 20 minutes early, and I'm already 15 minutes behind. So I shouldn't waste any more time babbling away here because we want to get Mark on at 3:30, see what's happening in the world of America's Untold Stories, my favorite YouTube channel. Oh, and the other thing, this white rural rage. So the Babylon Bee does a great job of pointing things out. These are some of the causes of white rural rage, or signs of it. A man enjoying a good book instead of reading the New York Times. That's white rage. Rural rage, pardon me. A mother teaching her homeschool boy how to do math. That's rural white rage. Bee is so spot on. Public restrooms that are separated by male and female. There may not be a better example. A barn painted with a message of hate and it just says, vote Trump. Where do they get the hate? What is the hate? They keep saying this, Trump just hates. What are you talking about? Give me an example of his hate. You can't. The guy, if you do just do a little digging, has probably done more random act of kindness than any other rich person I've heard of in my life. He just, you know, and that's the best way to be philanthropic. not donating giant sums of money to some organization that's going to pay all of its board of directors, you know, giant salaries and all that. But when you have it, to do it directly. I remember during the campaign, there was a woman who was staying at, I think, one of his hotels and didn't have the money. And there was a legitimate story behind her situation. So once he became aware of it, he set her up. I bet you were just bombarded by that story from the media, weren't you, when that happened? Exactly. That's my point. So we'll get into all kinds of trouble this afternoon. And David Blackman, I think we're going to have to do David by phone because I don't think our Zoom invitation worked today.
Uh-oh.
So before we get to our first traffic report, let's talk about your car and the people that can take great care of it for you. And that's Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, with three locations serving you here in the River Region, offering the full array of services and the basics when you just need an oil change or you want a diagnostic check run or your check engine light comes on. It's great to know where to take it. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. They have wholesale price tires at all three locations. They always give you a price that includes professional installation and accommodations. For example, they love to help people through the repair process by taking them to work or back to their house, wherever they need to go. So they take away your excuses for not getting something done. And you know how it works. The longer you put something off, the bigger the problem you're going to have to solve when everything goes bluey. Bluey, that's an automotive term I learned. So you have three locations to work with. One is in Millbrook High atop Mount Duncan with a great vista of Prattville, the 36093, and even Slap-On on a sunny day like this. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, for Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. We're 13 minutes from Gobert.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're still doing okay out there this afternoon. Please drive carefully. A few people sneaking out of the downtown area. School buses delivering the kids home. But really, I don't see anything right now that's going to slow you down. Larry Live Oak, make sure you have the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
With grocery prices rising, wouldn't it be great to have a hedge against the high cost of food? Then shop Food Outlet, your anti-inflation store. At Food Outlet, everything is marked at cost. At checkout, you'll pay cost plus 10%. Most places will mark up their products 20 to 30% over cost. Listen to these specials good through March the 12th. USDA sirloin tip roast, $4.51 a pound. Get the 5-pound bag russet potatoes, 2 for $5. The 10-pound bag USDA chicken leg quarters, only $5.50 each. Assorted flavors, Bluebell ice cream, half-gallon size, $5.62. Get 1.5 dozen of Weiss Lake large eggs, only $4.50 each. Clamshell fresh ripe strawberries, the 1-pound package, 2 for $5. And the 24-pack of Dasani water, only $3.60. Get more food for less at Food Outlet, located on Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center in Prattville at 720 East Main and Millbrook 3543 Highway 14. Open 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Follow us on Facebook by searching for Food Outlet and see all of our weekly specials.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
And we call it QB reps. We rep probably 10 guys. It's just marketing and NIL. We don't do contract agent stuff.
David Morris runs Quarterback Country. He and his team prepare the nation's most elite quarterbacks to perform at the next level. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
On News Talk 93.1 FM. Nice music there. All right. Coming up at 3:30, the great Grobert, the latest from America's Untold Stories. And Mark's take on the news is just always fun. In fact, I like to go through his Twitter feed. I like his priorities. So we will be joining him in California in about 5 minutes from right now. Here's Blue Water News with Sky at 325.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The Alabama Supreme Court, which received nationwide attention with its recent ruling that frozen embryos are children, will soon have a new Chief Justice. Sarah Stewart defeated former state lawmaker Brian Taylor to win the Republican nomination. She'll face Democrat Greg Griffin Sr. in the general election. Former Elmore County Sheriff's Deputy Blake Hicks pleaded guilty this week to depriving an arrestee of his civil rights. Hicks used excessive force by punching and kicking a handcuffed person he arrested in March of 2022. Hicks faces up to 10 years in prison. Sentencing is scheduled for June 24th. Montgomery's Whitewater Park is being honored as the Project of the Year at Business Alabama's annual awards for 2024. The creation of the park was a collaborative effort of state and local community leaders through the Montgomery County Community Cooperative District. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm, proud sponsor of the Rich Thomas Weather Network. You can't control the weather, but you can control your drive. Be aware of your surroundings in any weather. Be a defensive driver. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes ahead, but we're quiet tonight. Mostly cloudy skies. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 57. Now, tomorrow, dry through the morning hours. Risk of showers begins in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Then widespread rain and thunderstorms Friday night through the overnight hours until Saturday morning. Risk of some locally heavy rainfall amounts and also a severe weather threat. I think the rain is out of here by lunchtime Saturday. Back to cool sunshine on Sunday with a high in the low 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Biden is a gaffe machine.
Taoiseach knows a lot about it. His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And although she's, wait, your mom's still alive as your dad passed.
Thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper.
In Delaware, largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent.
Hillary Clinton is as qualified or more qualified than I am to be Vice President of the United States of America. Let's get that straight. And quite frankly, it might have been a better pick than me.
A man I'm proud to call my friend. A man who will be the next president of the United States.
Happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs, J-O-B-S, jobs.
When the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television.
When the stock market crashed, Hoover was president, and there was no television.
What am I going to tell the president when I tell him his teleprompter is broken? What will he do then?
There's all kinds of old Irish sayings. At least my grandfather Finnegan, I think he made them up, but it says, may the hinges of our friendship never go rusty. Well, with these two folks that you're about to meet, if you haven't already, there's no doubt about them staying oiled and lubricated here. Ladies and gentlemen,
Chuck Graham, state senator, is here. Chuck, stand up. Chuck, let him see you.
State Senator Chuck Graham is in a wheelchair.
Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much. I tell you what, stand up for Chuck.
My passion to make sure this is done right, it may exceed my abilities.
And at 3:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM, we welcome live from, I believe, California, the great Mark Robert from America's Untold Stories, America's best storyteller, in my opinion, and proud to have him as we do every Thursday at 3:30. Mark, how are you?
Pretty good. Just trying to the election.
Yeah, I was just prepping the audience, those who might be bold enough to watch the State of the Union address tonight. Are you planning on watching this?
I don't know. I taped it, so I'll look at it afterwards, I guess.
I see. I think every Democrat in America must be holding their breath.
You know, there's betting odds. There's, you could bet on anything out of London about gaffes, stutters, mispronunciations. There's lines on every single part of the State of the Union address, Greg.
I would guess, everything from will he be able to walk all the way in stage without tripping, stuff like that, huh?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Hey, you guys talked about the Rust trial, and they have convicted the armorer for that movie. What do you think happens with Alec Baldwin?
It's all over. I mean, this was designed by the deep state from day one. She's a sacrificial lamb. That's why it took 2.5 years. If the FBI destroyed the gun, they brought in a guy named Lucien Haag, H-A-A-G, to be the prosecution's gun expert. He had worked on the Magic Bullet trajectory documentaries for the Discovery Channel and was featured on PBS, and CBS as the one lone gunman advocate who proved that 399 was fired by Lee Harvey Oswald. The fact that this guy appeared out of nowhere in this case in Santa Fe, New Mexico, made me jump off the couch and realize that the deep state fingerprints were all over this case all of a sudden. They brought this deep state down on this case. First of all, they got rid of the MAGA prosecutor, if you remember.
Yeah.
She was the woman who was removed. She was removed. She was replaced by this Biden-loving psychotic prosecutor. And now Alec is going to walk because they have made a sacrificial lamb out of Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who all of the experts on Court TV I was watching yesterday were stunned because they all said that the prosecution never came close to making their case beyond a reasonable doubt, Greg, that there were so many loose ends and so many things that were allowed to be brought into the case that were normally disallowed, like her lifestyle and phony drug things, and even the fact that a year or 2 years before she didn't take the keys away from her boyfriend who drove drunk in a motorcycle accident. These things were all lifestyle things that are usually inadmissible, and yet they were let in to infect the jury with this lifestyle stuff about her from the past. It's not me talking like this. These were defense lawyers on Court TV yesterday. The jury went out for 10 minutes, came back laughing, and convicted her, and she will be the only one, I predict, who will be convicted in this multifaceted, multi-guilty crime from top to bottom.
So Alec Baldwin, you think, is going to walk? Nothing?
Absolutely. All he's got to do is point the finger at her. She's been convicted. What do you want from me?
You know, here in the South, we look at that a little bit differently in that the last person holding a gun always has to check to see if it's loaded before firing. But
never going to come up. Never going to come up.
I don't doubt you for a second, man. You know,
dude, this thing is so rigged. This thing is so freaking rigged. And he will go on the campaign trail immediately for Joe Biden as soon as he's vindicated from the trial in July.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, you got it, my friend. He paid his dues. He paid his dues to the deep state, and it took 2.5 years for them to arrange the dominoes in this case to vindicate Alec Baldwin, and he will be vindicated, my friend.
Well, I can't disagree with you because America seems like a very scripted country these days. Is that an accurate statement?
Absolutely accurate. It's not about the case itself. It's about the control and scripted nature of what was going on in that courtroom. And look, the fact that it took 2.5 years to bring this case against this girl is enough to indicate how this thing has been rigged. How the FBI inexplicably destroyed the weapon. You can't make this up, Greg. You can't make this up. They inexplicably destroyed the weapon. They never proved that she put live rounds into the gun, nor did they prove that she brought them to the set.
Wow.
They never proved their case. Whether she was sloppy or whatever, they never proved the case.
And what happens to someone like her in Hollywood when she's involved in something like this?
In fact, her mother was... Okay, let me just finish this, because the judge this is a girl who's got no criminal record, is above repute in every area. Her father is the leading gun guy in the history of Hollywood. He was in the back of the courtroom with her mother. She was immediately dragged off in handcuffs into incarceration without bail, without being out on appeal, for an 18-month charge to stop her from talking to the media.
I didn't know that.
I know you didn't know that. That's why I'm here today to tell you that this was a miscarriage of freaking... The case was already over. They'd already removed her, and the judge started yelling at the mother to get out of the courtroom.
Wow.
That's right, wow.
You know...
They dragged her out of that courtroom in handcuffs, bro.
Boy, isn't that interesting? None of the media... gave me that, not even Fox gave me that information, just that she had been found guilty.
Yep. The jury came back all smiles and laughing. Now, you're talking about a woman who was killed, you know, through some sort of negligence.
Right.
The OSHA, the two witnesses who testified for OSHA, the Occupational Safety Organization.
Right.
Went over in detail of their report, blaming upper management for lack of safety on the set, fining Baldwin and the production company the highest amount they could possibly fine a company. And yet she, this little girl on the bottom of the barrel, is being held in prison for all of their crimes. The assistant director pled guilty. The Sarah Zachary, her boss, in the props department, made a plea deal. This other guy, Seth Kinney, was the guy who supplied the ammo. Everybody walked but this girl.
And now, this wonderful Justice Department, and it's so clear we're living by two separate rules. Your politics will determine almost in any situation your fate if you're in trouble with the law. They're starting to make more arrests for the non-insurrection on January 6th?
It seems incomprehensible at this point, and yet that's what they're bragging about.
Unbelievable.
It's incomprehensible, and yet they're putting out statements that's what they're doing.
Who's left to arrest?
How about the 330,000 that they've flown in from foreign countries into the United States, illegal aliens, that they now leaked out? 330,000 illegal aliens were picked up at airports in foreign countries and flown into the United States, Greg.
What is the end game with all this, you think?
To completely flood the zone. They're going to keep it open until as long as they can. Even if Trump is victorious, they're not going to close that border. They want to completely switch the racial makeup of the country. They want to completely switch the demographics in terms of politics in the country, and they're not going to stop. They have analyzed this every which way to Sunday, and the benefits are enormous to the deep state and the Democratic Party. They are spending, in California alone, they're going to spend $5 billion to $7 billion on free health care for these illegal aliens. They are now offering no-interest home loans. You can't make this up. Illegal aliens.
This I did.
I know you saw this, right? Explain that to me, how these people get no interest home loans.
And we still got to qualify them.
They don't even have a toothbrush, but they're going to get no interest home loans.
It's really outrageous or enraging. In fact,
look, the point of the matter is these members of the House have to declare a national emergency and move to remove him from office by force if necessary. This cannot continue to happen. He has to be arrested. They have to issue an amnesty by announcing that the arrest warrant has been issued for the arrest of the late Joe Biden.
Man, scary times. Scary times.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do here? They're not going to close the border. I mean, you might as well just let the Chinese take over the entire country. At what point do you do something? Let's say there's a fictional situation where the President of the United States turns out to be in bed with the Chinese, and he opens the borders, and he begins to undermine the United States of America. What do you do? What do you do? We've never been in this position before.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say the guy is merely a front, that he's brain dead, and there's a group behind him doing this, with links to the communist Chinese, with links to Ukraine, with links to people in South America. What do you do? Because that's where we are, bro.
This is very...
The election's in November. That's 10 months away. They're letting in 10,000 people a week. Possibly 30,000 a week.
Man. How many of those people...
I mean, they're literally dismantling the country in front of our own eyes, and nobody's doing a goddamn thing about it.
I can't disagree with any of this. And it's very disheartening. And one thing that, I mean, I'm optimistic because I see the numbers and from all corners and all demographics for Donald Trump getting better. He's clearly the only person, if we can get him in. And that's, you know, never underestimate.
Yeah, I mean, can you get him in is the question. I mean, it becomes a problem. Like, you know, he's leading, let's say, 10 or 15% in the polls. And the next day, you know, they say he loses the election. Now what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do then?
Well, we can't do what we did last time, which was nothing.
Well, they're doing nothing about nothing, and I assume there'll be more nothing, because just based on the track record.
Yeah.
They probably have war-gamed this out politically to think we're going to keep arresting them, to remind them about January 6th. We're going to hammer this thing to put the fear of God into them. And they're basically cowards, and they're basically... nobody stopped us. Nobody stopped us from January 20th. Nobody stopped us for January 6th. Why would they stop?
Yeah.
What motivation? I mean, with Watergate, people went to jail, Greg.
Yeah.
People did time.
For really nothing. And shame on Richard Nixon for not standing up and just taking, hey, that was a stupid political stunt. I'm the leader of the party. I'm responsible. Can we move on with our lives, please? It could have been all over. Instead, they handed them on a silver platter the rest of the 70s. And again, another dark period in American history. That's what Democrats do, man. They have a great way of crapping all over our lives.
Well, I mean, if you're against the country that you live in, then you kind of have a leg up on the country that you live in. I mean,
hey, I was going to ask, do you have any rooting interest in the Academy Awards on Sunday?
What am I interested in the Academy Awards?
Yeah, you have a rooting interest?
Nah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, most of the things I've seen don't really matter. I was watching a director's cut last night of Raging Bull 1980 by Scorsese. That I had an interest in. I mean, that was an interesting movie. I mean, these movies don't add up to that level anymore. You know what I mean?
There's a movie that's up for Best Picture this year that I'm curious to see if you've seen. It's called American Fiction. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Mark, I, for once, am going to recommend something to you. This movie shocked me because what Hollywood did was flick itself in the nose with this movie. It mocks everything that they allegedly stand for when it comes to people of color. It's just brilliant. It made me laugh out loud. It was totally engaging, and the people that have been nominated for awards in that film deserve consideration. It's really something else. So that
I'll check it out.
Add that one to your to-do list, or maybe you can pick it up at Blockbuster. I forgot they're no longer with us.
There was a woman. I had a friend who moved to Montrose, Colorado. It's just a real Americana kind of town, and the woman next door did not return her videos to Blockbuster, and a SWAT team showed up one day and took her down.
You're kidding.
I swear to God, like, it must have been like a year of her not returning the movies to Blockbuster or something, but it was in the paper in the town, and I was visiting my friend in Colorado when it happened. I thought, holy crap, that's crazy.
Hey, speaking of crazy, I saw this, you retweeted something from Jason Rantz from KWTH Radio, that Washington Democrats have passed a bill that would subject police to speeding tickets, even when they're rushing to get to an emergency. I can't...
He's right about that. They did not exempt that from the bill, and that was intentional to go after the police up there in their war on cops. Now they can't even race to a crime. They're trying to prevent. They're trying to create Marxist chaos in the city, and part of the way they were doing it is to prevent the police from responding to crime.
Man, it just gets more unbelievable every day.
No kidding. I mean, now there's an overwhelming amount of military force in the New York City subway system.
Yeah, you're from New York. What do you think of Governor Hochul, whose name sounds like something stuck in your throat?
I don't know what is going on there, but I don't know how this is sustainable. They have set up tables at the subway entrances to check the bags of the people getting on trains to fight crime. And they have automatic weapons. They're in full military gear. It almost looks like a dress rehearsal for the election.
Wow. Ooh, that's chilling.
It's not about crime, I'll tell you that right now. This is during rush hour, bro. On 42nd Street, in the subway, they had tables set up to check the bags, not for bombs or terrorist stuff. This was to prevent crime because they've laid off all the cops in New York. And she said, there's no cops, so now I have to send in the National Guard into the city subway system. As bizarre as it sounds, the media doesn't seem to even find this to be of interest. They're in full military uniform with full military weapons in the subway of New York to stop the massive amounts of subway crime. And they're doing it by checking the bags and backpack in a search, stop, and frisk scenario that they had outlawed by Democratic judges after the Bloomberg administration.
Man.
Explain that to me.
I can't. I mean, you wonder how many people had to be conked in the head, pushed onto the rails, pushed in front of trains, had to die, literally die, before they did something about subway security, keeping up the pretense that everything is fine. And the mayor of that town is a joke. He's just beyond my comprehension. And, you know, here's the thing, Mark. New York does have successful people still living there. Manhattan is still filled with wealthy folks, yet they give their city, their property, their lives into the hands of people like Eric Adams and elect Hochul. I just don't understand that. I can't make sense out of it. Let's talk about America's Untold Story since we're close to being out of time with you. And love the Lizzie Borden. I mean, that was just
spectacular. Well, you said you're my friend. You like that, didn't you?
I'm always your friend.
I'm teasing.
But that was just so fascinating. That's why, unhesitatingly, I call you America's greatest storyteller. Can you give us a sneak preview of things to come, people to come on America's Untold Stories?
Well, we're doing the 50th anniversary of Watergate next week when I go to Youngstown, Ohio on Thursday.
Oh, that's right. You get to meet up there.
Yeah, so we're going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Watergate. 1974, the break-in was in 72, but the trials and impeachment lead up to August of 74. We're going to be covering it from March 17th to, you know, the time we're in Youngstown, Ohio, and cover the post break-in trials that happened for the most part in 74, Greg.
Yes, the chance to remember back on great people like Sam Ervin and his eyebrows and all of it. God.
Judge Sirica. What about Judge Sirica?
There you go. By the way, you know, and that whole thing was about somebody trying to get information. We got a guy in the White House, but there's enough evidence to try him on accepting bribes from hostile nations or whatever you want to call it. And it, there he sits, merrily along, totally ignored. DOJ wants to focus on white rage in the farmlands of rural America. It's just, the insanity is mind-boggling.
Well, we'll see if we can, if we could get them out of office, then everything can go back to normal. If we can't, then we're in for another level of trouble that no nation has ever seen before.
It's chilling, but, you know, I can't argue that with you. I think
because
everybody's...
If they're able to legally get reelected with the state of the nation as it is, then we are living in a completely different nation state.
Yeah. I just saw, by the way, part of Biden's plan tonight is to raise taxes on the wealthy and the corporations back to 28%. What could go wrong?
Well, it's going to take them a while to implement it, but that could be reversed pretty quickly, you know, when Trump gets back in there.
Those are the words I want to hear. When Trump gets back in there.
Supreme Court, the ruling on presidential immunity is going to make or break the country, so... That's going to be April 28th, I think, or 25th. The Supreme Court's going to take up arguments on it.
Yeah, it seems like every year we're waiting on one Supreme Court decision that's going to really have a serious impact.
What is with these guys? Why don't they hire some help? Plenty of people are willing to help schlep around.
That's a very good question to which I have no logical answer because nothing...
I mean, it's astounding. These guys have a job for life. They have unlimited money. They have as many clerks as they want to hire, and yet things take years. Years.
Makes no sense.
We need a fast track, and I'm not even kidding, a fast track court at night of the Supreme Court. Like for court TV, but at night, where you drive through with a ruling and you come out at the other end in the middle of the night.
Mark, there is a great potential sitcom in there, Night Supreme Court.
It's called Night Supreme Court.
I love it. All right. Okay. We put it on the radio. Let's copyright it and let's make it a hit. I love it.
Let's go. Night Supreme Court, where you drive through at night, and it's a limited staff, but, you know, you put in your rulings weeks, you put in your documents weeks before, and you drive through and get a ruling, and on the way out, you move to the next level.
We should become rich men just based on the brilliance of this conversation, my friend.
Yeah.
Mark Robert from America's Untold Stories. Look it up on YouTube. Pick any episode. You're going to get hooked. It is habit-forming TV. And we thank you for your time, as always, on Thursday, Mark. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Greg. Thank you, Rosie. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, no secret message for Rosie today.
I was going to tell him to take his blood pressure medication.
Well, yeah, I mean...
He got worked up today.
No more than I did or anybody else about what's happening. I mean, he spoke the truth.
But he usually doesn't get that worked up.
Yeah, I did have to dump him several times.
Yeah.
And I hate doing that because with the... It's not just the word we lose, it's the...
20 seconds.
The stuff that precedes it. But I love him, man. He is just an incredible human being. All right, we're getting ready to join David Blackman for a second cup of Idiocracy in just a few minutes. Guys, two things that affect men as we mature: erectile dysfunction, low testosterone, and it's nothing that should be denied, put off, or shamed over because, A, it's a medical condition. It's very, very normal. Many men suffer from it, and most live with it for an unnecessarily long period of time before they take action. It's a medical condition, and there are medical solutions for it, and they're available at Montgomery Men's Health. If you're lacking motivation, energy, always tired, seeing unwanted weight gain, they can help you with weight loss at Montgomery Men's Health. Loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or maybe you feel like you're walking through life in a fog. Well, knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. In fact, doctors now recommend that men starting at age 18, it can happen that young. Get an annual testosterone check and a PSA check for prostate health just to stay on top. Monitor those numbers because they are important to leaving a good life. All of this is stuff I learned from Hannah and the team at Montgomery Men's Health. So guys that suffer from low T and don't realize it, it does affect the quality of life big time. And the providers at Montgomery Men's Health will let you know where you stand with those numbers, those important numbers. with a testosterone-focused lab workup and a consultation for just $99. You get the number and you get a plan that you can follow to turn all of this around. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments, medical, that truly change lives. You can get back higher energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, you'll sleep better, faster metabolism, and even notice, of course, an increase in libido. And you can book the same day you call. 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663 or online to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. David Blackman's going to be joining us after the top of the hour as we... There's no end to the idiocracy, and we'll let you know what we'll talk about when we come back from SRN News at the top.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, there's still work at that accident. Vaughn at Bell, also Selma Highway and Mobile Highway. We had a terrible accident, 65 northbound up above Clanton, affected traffic to Birmingham. They have just opened the interstate up, but it is really busy there. Spring is coming at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
AC by Luke Wire is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylukewire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire. Celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Luke Wire.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License 84417.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, this is the CEO of Kellogg's, wishing Americans a happy National Cereal Day. At Kellogg's, we understand you turn to our products when you can't afford better food. That's why our Cereal for Dinner campaign has been so popular. Move over, ramen noodles. At 50 cents a serving, our customers love eating like a college student with four roommates. But whatever you do, trust Kellogg's and do not buy that generic bag of crispy rice on the bottom shelf. Get the box with our three cartoon elves, or else we're going to have to fire Snap, Crackle, and Pop, and you wouldn't want that. So eat Kellogg's cereal for dinner. And for dessert, let them eat flakes. Frosted Flakes, they're great.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four. We're on time.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern.